Hey friends, I hear all the time mamas asking, what do we do? How do we start becoming more minimalist? How do we prepare for a move in the midst of complete overwhelm already with all the children and work and already being behind on things, plus the stress of the thought of moving house, too embarrassed to invite anybody over to help, nobody available to help, even if I did want to have someone over. Where can I start? What can I do? Okay, this is my process. We have moved many times and with many children. There were times that I was moving with three children under five. There were home all the time and other children as well. And moving out of state with no family, no one around. So it was literally 100% childcare on me plus whatever was getting done. I've done it. I've done it working. I've done it many, many, many different ways. And we are discussing moving again. I have told my husband that this is not a house I want to live in long term. I do not like that we see so many backyards from our backyards and our dogs bark at everyone that passes past our house. Every time they see someone moving around, they bark. And that part to me, there's also some things on the interior of the house that I don't have. I need some more rooms with doors. So what do we do? Where do we start? Okay, absolute number one thing that I do is I start making a list of all the items in my house that I don't love. Number one thing that is on my list right now is I don't love that we don't have any matching sets of glassware. None of our drinking glasses are a matching set. And for me, that is something that will not be making the move. I will purchase a new set of glasses, drinking glasses, when we are ready to move. I have zero matching sets. I'm talking three at the most of any of our dishes, any of our glasses. There are at most three that are from the same set. So that will definitely be changing. Another thing, I bought white metal chairs for the dining table when I had a house full of toddlers. My youngest is seven. I bought those white metal chairs because they were really inexpensive and super easy to clean. I could literally just take them outside and hose them off if I wanted to, grab the kitchen scrub brush and just give them a good scrub down and hose them off. And we were done cleaning those chairs. They were very easy to clean up from toddlers. I could strap the little portable booster high chair seat into those chairs. I bought those specifically for toddler life, and we are past that. Another thing that's not making the move is the bar stools. We have two sets of two different kinds, and there are six of us. I'm not bringing any of those bar stools with us. I might bring the metal ones for the garage or something like that, but I am not going to be using them in my kitchen area again. other things that I'm considering not moving to my next home are all of our sofas. I've had one of them for almost 17 years. I've had the other ones for about 5 years. And for some reason, even though it is about a $7,000 sofa, the sofa is sagging. It is pushed in like I don't know if it's because the kids have splatted on it. You know how they just kind of lay back, fall back onto the sofa. Another sofa. We have three sofas. So we have two in the living room, and then we have one upstairs in my husband's movie room. And his sofa upstairs, even though it was a $3,000 sofa, keep in mind, I am a frugal shopper. I do not pay this amount of money, but this is how much it would cost to replace the exact same thing. But his sofa has separations where the leather is ripping at the seams in multiple places. And it just feels like something I don't really want to move. Also, it is not comfortable to sit on. It's not comfortable. I don't enjoy sitting on it. I have to kind of lay on it and prop myself with pillows, and it just makes it not a fun couch for me. So that's one I would be happy to let go. Another one are unfinished project pieces of furniture. Those things, I don't know that I really want to continue bringing unfinished projects with me from house to house. They've been in all of my houses for more than 15 years, but at this point, I don't know that I want to continue bringing project pieces. And any furniture that I don't
enjoy the look of. So those are the things that I'm kind of making note of. Are these things that, like, I was thinking about my children's bunk beds. I don't really love them. It's going to depend on where we're moving to, what, you know, what the house is like, and make those decisions. You know, my son is 10 and he shares a room with his sister, or he's going to be sharing a room with his 15-year-old brother. That's kind of awkward. Like, they really are, there's such an age gap that it kind of makes it a little awkward to continue sharing rooms. So, like I said, it's going to depend a lot on what house we move to as to whether I'm going to continue to bring these pieces. If I am bringing them, I really need to paint them. Like, they need to be painted a color that I enjoy, or refinished into a stain that I like for my home. There are, you know, rugs that we have that the dogs have, well, the one dog has marked and ruined, in my opinion. So I'm probably going to get rid of those instead of paying several hundred dollars to have them cleaned professionally. It's not cheap when you have a larger rug to have them cleaned professionally. So I'm not sure about these things. But, and the other thing, towels, my children's baby, the hooded towels that they've had for the last, since my daughter was a year old, probably. So 6-7 years of using the same towels, hers have ripped apart. They only have 2 matching towels per person anyways. But I think I'm ready to move on the hooded bath towels that don't quite cover their cheekies anyways anymore. So that's something I'm probably going to get rid of when we move. And, you know, those things that, you know, the kid you got for the kids for the certain space and they aren't really high quality and they're kind of coming apart or something. Anything like that, those are things that you can go ahead and put on your list of things, like, right away at the first thought, months, a year away from moving. Those are definitely the things that go on my list of things I'm not going to be bringing to my next home. Or I'm probably not going to be bringing to my next home. That's the number one place that I start. Even if you have a week to get out of your house and move, that is the very first thing. Get everything that is not going, get it out of the way. Go put it at the curb. Go donate it. Have somebody, you know, just call people. There's different, what are they called? Charities that will come and pick up things from your home. You can post it in different Facebook groups, next door groups. There's so many different places that we can post these things to have people come and pick them up for free. Another thing is, if you have anything at all that you want to sell, post it now. You have 1 week, like, as soon as you have the thought that you want to be moving, get those things posted immediately. Get them out of your way, because there are so many things, and the closer you get to the deadline, the more overwhelmed you become and the more things become urgent. So get that sort of thing out of the way as fast as possible. Go ahead and post it. It might not sell until the week before you move or the week you do move, but get it posted so that you can start getting some interest on there. Okay. That's number one. That's number two. So number one, make a list of anything that you don't want to take to your new house. You don't have to do anything with it. You just need to make a note of anything that you don't want to take to your new home. Make sure that you and your family members are in agreement with this and make a decision about what you will do with those gaps of furniture or belongings, like towels. Of course, I will replace towels. And then I'm probably just going to move my older children's towels to my younger children. And then I have a set, it's the guest set. So I have a set that's gray and white, and one set of two is striped and one set of two is floral. So they will look good in the same bathroom. And then I will get larger towels for my 6'4" teenager who could use a little bit more towel to wrap around, and get him his own set. That's probably what I will end up doing with my children's towels. Another thing, any decor that you're not planning on taking, or that you're just kind of tired of it, it's not really special, it's not really valuable, go ahead and start listing that or donating that stuff. Go ahead and start packing it up. Fourth thing we're going to do is we are going to start patching the walls. We are going to go through and fix and repair anything that needs fixing or repairing. Fix the grout, the sealant on anything, replace the toilet seat, patch the holes from pictures where you've moved things. Get all of that stuff done as early as possible. And then multiple times in between the first thought of moving and the actual moving is cleaning. So we're going to deep clean. The other thing we're going to do is we are going to go through all of the storage spaces. Anywhere that you have stored items, you're going to go through there and make decisions. What is going to continue to move with you to your next home? Is it going to work if you're changing climates? Is this something that's going to be useful if you are moving to a different climate? We moved from the mountains to Charlotte. Charlotte is pretty neutral. I mean, honestly, I have not worn a coat since I got here. I wore a leather jacket, or a wool, like a thick, heavy sweater. I've not worn a coat since we moved here in 2019. So just thinking about those things, I don't need to bring snow gear, to Charlotte. It is very unlikely that we are going to have snow here in Charlotte. So these are things that you need to think about if you are considering moving to a different climate. Are these things going to be useful there, or should you go ahead and let them go? The other things that we want to look at is our outdoor items. Those are things that we can make note of and put those on the list of sell or not moving with us. And then anything that is moving with us, honestly, getting rid of anything that is not moving and living with less it creates so much less stress. So go ahead and say goodbye to as much as possible. At the very first thought of moving, purge as much as you feel you can purge of anything that you will not be bringing with you. Anything that is not going to add value to your next home, go ahead and say goodbye to those items as soon as possible, okay? You will not regret getting rid of those things. If I were to get rid of the bar stools this week, we would be fine. We would use the table. If I were to get rid of the bar stools and the chairs, we might have a problem. So I will keep the chairs a little bit longer. But honestly, I have a matching set of benches I could move from my office room into the dining room, and we would eat on the benches and it would be just fine. We would get through with what we have. So that's just what I'm thinking about for my family. Any extra sheets, any bedding that doesn't bring you joy. If your kids have moved past the themes of some of your sheets and bedding items, go ahead and let those things go now. Go bless someone else with those. You can't really sell and make a lot of profit on used sheets. So that's something that would be a really great thing for a mom moving out of a domestic violence shelter or moving into their own apartment from homelessness. Foster care. Those are places that would absolutely cherish those used bedding items. If you have anything that is less than, a more well-used condition, those aren't garbage all the time. Those can go to the animal shelters because they, a lot of times, especially they have pets and things, animals that come in with mange and other things, those items really are most likely disposed of after use. So they can always use your used bedding, even if it has holes in it, because sometimes they cut them into smaller sizes anyway. So it's not a big deal. It's not a problem for them to use less than desirable, not really guest friendly towels and bedding items for pets and for animal care. Okay, so that is another option. What is in your storage spaces? That is something you need to really be like, that feels like it can take a really long time, and then people put it off and don't make decisions and just move stuff for 10 years. And I literally have had a client that had moved stuff for 10 years and hadn't opened the boxes to know what was in there. They had an idea of what was in there, but they just couldn't take the time to mentally go through the items. So I did it all for them in an 8-hour shift. We did a one session and I got through every single one of those boxes and completely cleared out their garage and everything, and set everything up, organized and detailed in their basement and in the other spaces in the house where it really made sense for it to be. So, just if you don't have the mental energy, sometimes having and hiring someone to help with that, which it can be me, that I would absolutely love to do that. You can sign up at thesosmom.com for me to help you get your space organized. We can do that virtually or in person if you're local. But I mean, it is so fast for me because I understand, all the different ages and stages of life. I've helped people from the, you know, moving into their final place or going through deceased relatives or relatives that have moved into assisted living facilities that are no longer able to have their items. I've helped with people moving into family members' houses and people moving into temporary things and moving into one room with six people and trying to make everything work. I've gone through all of those things. Like, in fact, for this house, we lost 1,000 square feet to move into this house, with my own family. So I've experienced it and I've worked with people and helped so many people, with these things. So whatever it is that you're going through, I would absolutely love the opportunity to be able to help you with that and be there with you, giving you some guidance and direction and comfort along the way. If you do need help, thesosmom.com, go get your session right now. They do fill up really quickly, so please don't wait if it's something that you need. And they're not super expensive. Like, honestly, for the value that you get, it is so, so inexpensive, compared to the value. All right. The other thing we want to really do as we are moving through is take a look at our clothing and anything that we have stored. So again, the storage items, our decor. I know I have a closet that has a lot of artwork and things. I have an entire basket of items that I need my husband to go through. He's not at a place mentally where he's able to go through it until we have decided, probably 2 weeks before we move, even week of, that that's when he's willing to go through and make those decisions. So I have to set things aside after I've made those decisions and set them in a space where he can take that, you know, make his decisions when the time comes, when he's ready and in a good mental space to make those decisions. So if you have things that need to be decided on by multiple people, you make your decision and set up a box of items. I like to use the plastic storage tubs that are clear and put them in there for anything that I want to have someone look through. That way I can tell, they can see it and I make a note on it. I use a huge sheet of notebook paper or just copy paper and tape it on there. Get rid of, do you want any of this? Kind of questions on there, and then put it in a space that they're going to see or on the table or somewhere that they can quickly go through and pull out anything that they wanted to keep. If they did want to keep it, they don't have to put it away. I can do that for them. If it is my husband, if it is my children and they want to keep it, they are responsible for putting it away. If I find it back out, it's going back in the box of decide if you want to keep it. If I find it out again, it's gone. I'm not going to be playing around and making these decisions six times. It needs to be decided and done. And then I consistently, as we are approaching a move, I am consistently going through and making decisions on a weekly basis. Okay, these clothes have holes in them. Am I going to mess with them or do they just need to be gone? Okay, these toys are back on the floor again, and these are not the ones my children have been playing with. They are just the ones that they dumped on the floor. They can go. This game doesn't have all the pieces with it. It can go. Like, these dishes are chipped. They can go. These are these quick decisions that we can make as we are moving through. And honestly, you don't have to take a lot of time, especially if you are working with a busy schedule and you just have a lot on your plate. Just have a donation box going and ready. And as you are in these rooms, I like to have one upstairs and I like to have one downstairs, so that I can quickly just drop it in the box. A lot of times if I'm cleaning out a bedroom or something, I will make a pile on the bed or by the door so that I can just grab it on my way out and drop it in the donate box or bag and be done with it. I keep upstairs, I keep one in the laundry room, and downstairs I keep one in my office. So it's easy and it can just be a done decision. I've already decided we don't need to keep this. It can go. If I have any items that need to go to specific family members, I like to get a paper grocery bag or a paper bag and write their name on it.
for that family member and then make a collection of things for people who live in the same town or people that would be coming at the same time that can take them together. That is kind of my quick way of getting things moving along and at least knowing that I've made decisions and I can add to it as we go until, you know, a month goes by and that's when we see the people again or whatever, the next person comes through town and we can, or I'm going to the next town, I can take it to that one location and they're going to head to the next town and take it to the next location. So that's kind of how I do things for my family. And honestly, it works well for most people. If you are shipping things, give yourself a deadline. If stuff has to be sent to a family member or family member has to pick stuff up, give them a date that it needs to be picked up by. If they choose to not do it, and come and make plans to pick something up, give them a deadline. And if they are choosing to not do it, then ask them, like, give them an ultimatum. Are you going to come get this by this date or pay to have it shipped by this date? You need to pay for it and you need to set it up. Not me. I can give you, you know, the most, you know, whatever it is that you have. And get that done. Like, make those decisions and have people on board with getting that stuff done. Give them a deadline. If you choose to not come and pick it up or have it shipped, this is the last day that I'm keeping anything in the house. So it will be donated. I will put on the curb at this date. I have the donation company coming on this day. If it's still here, unfortunately, it's going to have to go. I love you. You have time to get it done. Get it done if it's important. It's no longer your responsibility to keep stuff, and you certainly should not pay to have stuff moved to another adult's house. They are adults. They are capable of doing that themselves. I'm sorry. I'm opening the car door. I'm sitting in the car, but it's like 80 degrees. I'm about to die. I'm sweating everywhere to record this, so it's quiet. My kids are all inside. So I am really trying hard to think through all the steps that I go through from the very first time that I think about moving. And that's my process. Like, that's literally what I think through. First thing, when I think at the very first thought of moving, number one, what am I not taking with me? What am I going to say goodbye to? This is the last house we're going to use it at. Those chairs, mismatched glassware, you know, baby towels that we don't need anymore. You know, those are quick, those can go items. Have the conversation with my husband. Is there anything? Do you have any problems with me getting rid of the chairs on the bar stools? He doesn't care. Okay, fine, great. And that's like a 2-minute discussion. It doesn't have to drag out. Next thing is anything that you're going to sell. Go ahead and start posting it. Literally get that stuff posted in the next 2 weeks and have it done. If you have a really tight deadline, just know that selling things is going to take time. And time might not be something that you have to spare. So that might be something that you're just going to have to turn into a blessing and just give it to God. Lord, please let this very valuable item or items be a blessing to whoever finds them at this, you know, wherever they go. Let them be a blessing to someone. Just pray and release it and go donate it. And know that someone is going to be so grateful to have found such treasure. Okay? Do not burden yourself with all of that guilt that you could have gotten those dollars for it, because sometimes your time is more valuable than those dollars that you would have gotten from those items. Okay, so we are going to, then we're going to sort through any of our storage spaces. Check out our seasonal items. What is going to be moving from our seasonal items? What in the storage spaces are we not going to use? And these can all be things that we go through way ahead of a move. I'm talking, if I know that we're going to move, and I've talked to military moms, I have some great friends that are military moms that move literally every 2 years, 18 months to 2 years. So after about 18 months or, you know, 15 months, they start making those decisions and assessing, okay, what's not working for us in this house? What needs to go? And making those decisions right away, like at the very earliest sign of a potential move. Before they ever even know where they would potentially be going, they're making decisions about what's not moving. You know, during that stage, you know, if you have If you've been somewhere for 2 years, 18 months, 2 years, and you have little children, they're in a different stage than they were when you moved in. You might not be using baby gates anymore. You might not be using high chairs and baby strollers and all these different things that you were using when you moved in. They may not be something that you're going to continue using. I know when my kids were about 4, we were done using the stroller on a regular basis. Sure, it was nice to have around, but it wasn't a need anymore. They were capable of walking most of the time. So those are things like, think about your pool floats and things that you used a year ago. Are your kids even able to still fit in those items? Are they still within the weight range for using those things? Are your mattresses in good condition? Or are you going to replace those when you move? These are things that you can go ahead and start making those decisions so that the decision is done. I'd love to use my phone and use the notes in there. And then I also have one singular notebook that I make all of my notes on. Everything that is going can go down from, sometimes I brainstorm better when I'm writing it, and other times I'm not at home and it's easier for me just to put it in my phone and then I can pull it up anywhere I am. That just is something that I've used in the last couple of moves. And then the final thing, and I know that what I've done, what I did for this last move was so very helpful. When you know where you're moving, color tape everything that's going in each space. Give each room in your new home a color. Order some of those Scotch, masking tape in different colors, and give each room its own color and make a list of everything that's going in. Put that tape on every single item that's going in that room, every box that's going in that room. This worked so well for this house, and it made it a lot less questions for the movers. We hired muscles to move us from house to house, and they didn't have as many questions because I taped up a big poster board of each room and said upstairs and downstairs. I had one in at each of the entrances, so from the garage entrance or the front entrance, and they could tell what room it was. And then I put the tape across the doorways so that they could tell what room and which direction they were going with each box and each piece of furniture. That made everything just flow so smooth. And I've done a couple of other episodes, so if you wanted to listen in to some other ones about downsizing and other things, I go into a little bit more detail about how I do the tape for making those decisions. If you are downsizing or moving, I love to use just some masking tape. Get yourself a color and your husband a color, or any other adults a color. One is for stay, and then another color would be for donate. And if you see anybody's donate color on an item, question it. If you're wanting to keep something that someone else has already selected as a donate item, question yourself about it. How important is this item? If somebody already says they don't want it anymore, are you going to be the one being responsible for taking care of it and keeping up with it? Are you going to put it in a space that's not going to interfere with them? For example, your husband really hates the chair that you got from your mother or from your grandmother, and you love it, but your husband really hates it. Is it really worth the frustration, the friction between you two? Is there a space you can put it where he wouldn't have to see it on a regular basis? Tucked in a corner in a room that he doesn't see very often. Would it work there? Is it worth even messing with? Where do we need to make these decisions? But I've gone through that in another episode. I believe it was talking about downsizing. This is really my process for how I do it for my own self, how I encourage my clients to do it. But when we're preparing for a move, the number one thing we want to do is get rid of everything that's in the way. Anything that's not going to be moving with us, get it out of the way. That is the number one thing. And just put it at the curb, post a curb alert, host a free yard sale where they just come and pick it up. Schedule a donation truck to come and pick up items. Like, these are things that we can do without having any help. Okay. And even me, my own self, can move a big heavy piece of furniture if I have the sliders, or if as long as I maneuver it the right way. I'm not going to hurt myself moving it to the front of the house so that people who would be coming to pick up a larger item wouldn't have to come through the house. I have moved things up the stairs by myself, or me with a child, moving furniture up and down the stairs by myself. And I've done this for as far back as I can remember. So if you are struggling with something, there are ways to make it work on your own with limited time, with limited resources. But the first thing you can do is just grab a bag or a box and start putting anything that's not moving to your new house, get it out of the way and be done with it. Another time-saving thing, maybe dishes is a real stressor for you. Go ahead and start investing in some disposable dishes to take that stress off your plate. Sometimes that is just the one thing that we need to not have to think about. Just have disposable dishes ready. Maybe we need to reconsider, is it worth my energy to make dinner, or is it okay to just use frozen meals? Or that's another thing that's important, is using up what's in the freezer before a move. All right. I hope this has been helpful for you. I will probably be doing another episode before too much longer. I'm sure I'll get lots of questions on this one. But I hope this is helpful for you, just getting you started. If you are in a situation where you are preparing to move, or you are considering it, whether it's this year or maybe early next year, these are things that you can do now to make it easier in the final days of the move. So I hope this was helpful to you, and I would love to hear your feedback. And if you have any questions, you can join the Facebook group, the SOS Mom Show. And I am your host, Jennifer McDaniel. It was so lovely talking with you. Hope you have a great week.